This is Jefferson Weaver with your CCN local news. Like Waccamaw commissioners tonight, we'll discuss the town's solid waste contract with Waste Management. The meeting starts at 6 p.m. in Town Hall. Wyville City Council will discuss a contract that could provide more than $300,000 additional in grant funding for the creation of a park on the former Lewis Smith Shopping Center downtown. The open area will assist in flood prevention and flood control efforts downtown. Hunters, fishermen, kayakers, and other outdoors enthusiasts are in an uproar over a bill being considered by the General Assembly. Senate Bill 220 was filed by Senators Bill Raven, Danny Britt, and Tom McInnes on February 27th. A section of the bill would prohibit boaters from launching any watercraft from banks along public rights of way. It was forwarded to the Senators by the Wildlife Commission and would require boaters to only use boat ramps. More charges are pending after a man died in a structure fire in Nakana early Sunday. Wendell Clyde Smith, age 75, was found in the remains of the burned home. Christopher John Heimnick, age 28, is being held under no bond on arson and domestic violence charges. Brandy Deanna Lee, age 39, escaped the burning mobile home. The trailer was engulfed in flames when firefighters arrived. Sheriff Bill Rogers said investigators are meeting with the district attorney to discuss additional charges. The sheriff's office is investigating the case as a homicide, while the State Bureau of Investigation is looking into the arson. The Wall That Heals needs volunteers during its visit to the Veterans Memorial Park in April. Angela Norris of the park said 200 volunteers are needed to serve four-hour shifts around the clock, as well as helping set up and tear down the display. Hundreds of veteran motorcycle club members will escort the wall through downtown Wyville on April 23rd. The wall is a replica of the Vietnam Memorial Wall in Washington, D.C. See this story on our website for more information and to find out how to volunteer. WTAB Radio in Tabor City is off the air after 71 years. The home of the popular swap shop and religious broadcast went silent Monday at 7 a.m., the last song played by Eric Sellers was Kenny Rogers' Buy Me a Rose. WENC-AM in Wyville also ceased broadcasting in January. The 15th annual Southern Farm Days kicks off Friday at the Boys and Girls Home at Lake Waccamaw. We'll be providing live coverage via Columbus County TV and CCN on all 3 days of the event. There'll be antique tractors and farm equipment, animals, entertainment, a tractor pull, the Parade of Power, and so much more. We do hope that we get to see you out there. It's going to be a lovely weekend for a lovely event. The State Department of Public Safety has launched a new tool to help find missing children. The Missing Child Repository will assist in locating missing juveniles and identifying children who are unable to provide their names. This repository will include all juveniles reported missing in North Carolina. And by the way, it's amazing. There were 8,748 missing children cases reported in North Carolina last year. For more information, go to ncdps.gov. For ColumbusCountyNews.com, this is Jefferson Weaver.